The stage is set. The title is in reach. The D2 State Volleyball Playoffs are on the air. Today, the number 3 seed Clay Center Wildcats continue their quest for the state championship. Wildcats Volleyball is brought to you by Cooney Refrigeration, Dahlstein Truck Lines, and Cornerstone Bank. Now, let's go courtside for today's matchup.
And good afternoon from Lincoln Southwest as we get ready for D2 Girls State Volleyball. We just got done watching a battle in the first round match between Chambers and Falls City Sacred Heart. Chambers loses the first set 25-14, and then they go back and forth. They end up going to the fifth set, and Chambers ends up winning over a good Falls City Sacred Heart team 15-11 to move on to the semifinals. And Chambers will face the winner of this match coming up here in the D2 bracket as Clay Center gets ready to meet up with Mullen. Glad to have you on 1230 AM KHAS. Also, glad to have you along on the internet at hastingslink.com as we're about 6 minutes away from the start of this one. The Clay Center Wildcats come in with a record of 29 wins and 2 losses, and Mullen comes in 25-4. Boy, I tell you what, you look at this D2 field and listen to these records that are in the 4 different matches today. Chambers came in 30-1. Clay Center comes in 29-2. Wallace 22-1. Greeley Wallback 30-1. Now, the D2 bracket is just loaded with great, great teams. This Clay Center team 29-2 faces Mullen, who's only lost 4 games, 25-4. Should be a good one here from Lincoln Southwest. Glad you're able to join us this afternoon. And we'll be back with more right after this 1 minute timeout.
Here's a message from Frigidaire and Cooney Refrigeration in Clay Center. Being comfortable is priceless, and when you can get amazing home comfort at a more comfortable price, why wait any longer? Right now, when you call Cooney Refrigeration about a Frigidaire complete comfort system, you'll save on price and receive comfort. Cooney Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating always wishes the Clay Center and area athletes good luck. Cooney Refrigeration and Clay Center. Call 402-762-3738 or 469-6939.
Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
1230 KHAS.
Well, let's line up this D2 field for you. And here's what the D2 field looks like. Again, we just mentioned Chambers defeats Fall City Sacred Heart in 5 sets today. Clay Center and Mullen getting ready to go right now. That'll be followed by Dodge and Wallace tonight at 6:30. And then the final game of D2 tonight is at 8:30. That will feature Paxton and Greeley Wallback. Well, like we said, as we get ready for this one here, should be a dandy as Clay Center will face up with Mullen. Clay Center Wildcats, only 2 blemishes on their record this year. They've lost to Lawrence Nelson and Meridian, and that is it. And Clay Center handled a good Fall City Sacred Heart team in the district final in 3 sets to bring them here to the state championship in Lincoln for the final year. Clay Center, 6th time that they've been to the state tournament. They were here last in 2008, and they, of course, Clay Center was the D1 state champion back in 1998. For the Mullen Broncos, this is also their 3rd state tournament appearance. They were here last year as well. And it is the Clay Center Wildcats and the Mullen Broncos getting ready to go here in the D2 first round matchup from Lincoln, Nebraska, Lincoln Southwest High School. We're going to come back with more. We've got your starting lineups and all that yet to come right after this 1 minute timeout.
Dahlstein Truck Line Incorporated in Clay Center has been your premier carrier of choice since 1946. More than 60 years of serving Clay Center, the state of Nebraska, the Midwest, and carrying into 48 states. For Dahlstein Truck Line to be your choice, call 402-762-3511 or 1-800-228-4313. Dahlstein Truck Line Incorporated proudly supports the Clay Center and area students in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Good luck to the Clay Center athletes, teams, and coaches from everyone at Dahlstein Truck Line Incorporated in Clay Center.
update your home just in time for the holidays with beautiful new carpet from Menards. Save big on top brands, including Mohawk. Choose from three colors of Utopia Berber on sale for just 49 cents a square foot. Mohawk Moonglow Frise carpet in your choice of two colors is only 99 cents a square foot. Plus, there's zero payments and no interest till summer on qualifying purchases with your Menards big card.
Save big money at Menards.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Lincoln Southwest High School, the D2 State Tournament second game of the day gets ready to go after we saw our first match of the day go the distance by sets and pushing us back just a little behind schedule here in the D2 first session today. Clay Center Wildcats can come in 29-2. Dylan Woodbury, a 5'5 sophomore, will start. Jill Baxa, she is a 5'6 senior. Sierra Tompkin, a 5'10 senior, will start. Also, Raven Hudson, she is a 5'6 senior. Abigail Sorensen, a 5'11 senior. Brianna Bailey, a 5'4 junior, start for Clay Center. Coached by Julie Stadnicka, assisted by Crystal Hassenstab and Deb Schmolt. They are 29-2. For the Mullen Broncos today, they go with Casey Brown, a 5'5 senior. Lauren Crisp, a 5'8 senior. Robin Runback, she is a 5'7 junior. Also will be Charles C. Wright. She is a 5'9 senior. Megan Hazing, a 5'11 senior. And Tricia Young, a 5'8 junior. Start from Mullen. They're coached by Belinda Coble, assisted by Don Davenport. There are your starting lineups as we get ready for this D2 first round matchup, the Clay Center Wildcats and the Mullen Broncos. And we're back with the start of this one on 1230 AM KHAS right after this 1 minute timeout.
Spanky's Antiques and Collectibles in downtown Hastings invites you into their annual holiday open house. It's this Friday, November 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. Stop by Spanky's Antiques and Collectibles, get some early Christmas shopping done, and join in on an evening of friends and fun. They have gifts galore sure to please anyone on your shopping list. This Friday, the 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Spanky's Antiques and Collectibles, 450 West 2nd Street, downtown Hastings.
It's the Thanksgiving Buffet at the OK Cafe. From 11 until 2, feast on turkey and dressing, baked ham, roast beef, shrimp, a salad bar, and all the fixings, including a dessert bar. Children and senior prices are available. Or get a homemade Thanksgiving meal to go, no early pickups. The OK fixes it just like mom would. All you miss is the work. The meal includes 8 pounds of deboned turkey, enough to feed 12. Reserve by calling 461-4663. The Thanksgiving Buffet and dinners to go. Either way, it's a delicious homemade treat. Call the OK Cafe, 461-4663.
1230 KHAS.
Well, they're running through the rosters for both of these schools. Let's tell you who is on this Clay Center Wildcat roster today. Brooke Yates wears number one. She's a 5'3 junior. Mary Cooney is a 5'6 freshman. Danielle Sock is a 5'7 sophomore. Dylan Woodbury is a 5'5 sophomore. Jill Bax is a 5'6 senior. Bethany Von Spreckelson is a 5'7 sophomore. Sierra Tompkin is a 5'10 senior. Raven Hudson is a 5'6 senior. Jamie Bax is a 5'8 sophomore. Abigail Sorensen, a 5'11 senior. Brianna Bailey, a 5'4 junior. Kylie Essink, a 5'4 sophomore. Brittany Vike is a 5'8 junior. And Vanessa Potter is a 5'6 senior. That's your entire roster there for Clay Center. And again, they come in with a record of 29 wins and 2 losses. The Mullen Broncos come in with a record of 25 wins and 4 losses. And again, this is the second match in D2. Again, Chambers, a 5-set winner earlier, went the distance, running us just a little behind schedule here today, about 10 minutes. But, boy, what a match that was as Chambers won it in 5. Getting ready now for Clay Center and Mullen. And later tonight, Dodge and Wallace will meet up, and Paxton and Greeley Wallback meet up tonight in the D2. It's your entire D2 bracket. Scott Posey with you from Lincoln Southwest High School as we get ready for D2 state volleyball. And to tell you what, it is just a beautiful day here in the capital city And should be a dandy of a matchup here as the D2 state tournament rolls on here at Lincoln Southwest High School. Well, both teams greet each other at midcourt, and we are now ready to go with as both teams will receive some final instructions from their coaches. We'll be ready to get this second D2 matchup of the day underway. I had just concluded broadcasting that first matchup between Falls City Sacred Heart and Chambers and going five sets. Got a little bit of a voice left, I think. Yeah, but we'll be ready to go here with Clay Center and Mullen as the Clay Center Wildcats still in the huddle. Mullen out on the floor already. And we are ready to go here from Lincoln Southwest. And now the Clay Center Wildcats come out onto the floor. Brianna Bailey is the libero today. Danielle Sock also in there for Clay Center. And they greet each other at the net. And we are ready to go. So here's who is all on the floor right now. For Hayes Center is Danielle Sock, Dylan Woodbury, Jill Baxa, Sierra Tompkin, Jamie Baxa, Abigail Sorensen, the libero is Brianna Bailey. And it'll be Mullen to get the first serve of our first set. Back to serve for Mullen is well, let's see here. Where are we? And the first serve is in the net, no good. That was Chelsea Charlisi Wright. Back to serve for Clay Center. On the side out will be Raven Hudson. So Clay Center will get their first point via a service error for Mullen. Here comes the serve from Hudson. Back row pass through the window, and it's going to be an ace serve for Raven Hudson. So Hudson will start things off for the Wildcats with an ace. And Hudson will serve another one. 2-0, Clay Center here, set one. Hudson fires one across hard, straight up to midcourt. Now they go to the back row. They'll have to free ball it across. They'll get the pass up to the net. Here comes the set from Baxa. There's the attack, and that is Sorensen, and that one is on the line. Nope, we got net violation on Mullen. So Hudson will get the serving point. 3-0 your score. Clay Center with a lead. Hudson fires this one, and that one got cut up into the jet stream and sails out of bounds. No good. Bailey will check in. Brianna Bailey in for Hudson for Clay Center. And here comes the serve now from Mullen, and they're going to pound one off the net that time, does Samantha Kramer. Kramer hits the top of the tape, and it crawls over for the ace. 3-2 your score. Kramer will serve again. Fires this one across. Straight up, going to be forwarded by Jill Baxa. Here comes the attack from Sorensen, dug up by Mullen. They'll have to save it from the front row of the bleachers. Dink it across, but the Wildcats are there. Woodbury will set it. This is Sorensen on the attack, and it's good on the back line. Abigail Sorensen with her first kill. Side out, Clay Center, Jill Baxa back to serve. Jill Baxa back to serve. 4-2, Clay Center leads. First setters, Baxa with a serve. Straight up the midcourt for Mullen. They'll bump it back to the front row, try to dink it across, and out of bounds. Off of Trisha Young, who came flying in there and just dinked it out of play. Point, Clay Center, 5-2, Wildcats lead in set number one. Boxer will serve again. Mullen sends in Elizabeth Starr. And here comes Boxer with a serve. Right-hander. Down the line it goes. Straight up to out of bounds. Forwarded back to midcourt. Going to be hit across. There's the up from Clay Center. Bump back to midcourt by Tompkin. Hit across by Sorensen. And Clay Center bumps it up to the net, but they won't be able to get a play on it as it came up too close to the net on the dig. Boxer gets the serving point. Sorensen will get another kill for Clay Center. 6-2, Wildcats lead in set one. Boxa will serve again. Fox fires this one to the back row, bumped straight up to the net as it comes across. They try to dink it back over, and Abigail Sorensen just mistimed it as it came up to the net. She pushed it into the top of the tape. Nobody could get under it. Point Mullen, side out to the Broncos. Tricia Young will serve for Mullen. 6-3, Clay Center leads in the first set. Here's the serve, straight up in the back row. Jill Boxer runs it down, hit across in the back row by Tompkin. Down the line and good. What a kill, Sierra Tompkin. Standing in about the way back in the corner, she fired it right down the tape on the line. Side out, Clay Center, 7-3. The Wildcats lead. Abigail Sorensen will serve. Sorensen to serve for Clay Center. 7-3, Clay Center with the lead. First set, here's the serve. Great ace that time. Abigail Sorensen on the soft jump serve. That one got over the net and dove quickly to the ground. Timeout, Mullen Broncos. We're in the first set. It is Clay Center 8, Mullen 3. We're back in 30 seconds.
I switched to the Charter bundle with an
everyday low price.
I get Charter digital cable with crystal clear reception regardless of weather and on-demand programming. Plus, I get Charter high-speed internet with blazing fast speeds and Charter telephone with unlimited in-state calling and the
everyday low price.
Fits nicely into my budget. Ka-ching!
Save with a Charter bundle. As low as $74.97 a month. Get the same low price month after month. Call 1-877-SAVE-114 today.
Taxes, fees, installation, and equipment extra. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
1230 KHAS.
Clay Center after the early lead, 8-3 here in the first set. Serving as Abigail Sorensen just served up an ace. Sorensen will serve again. Here's the jump serve from Sorensen. Pass up to the front row. They'll set it in mid-net. This is Hazing on the attack, and that one is over the in line. Too long. Point, Clay Center. And the Wildcats off to a 9-3 start here in this first set. Sorensen to serve again. Here's the jump serve from Sorensen. Pass up to the net. They'll back set it. Hazing will pound one off the tape and get it to count. Megan Hazing with her first kill for the Mullen Broncos. Side out Mullen, and Robin Runback goes back to serve. 9-4 your score. Clay Center leads this one here in the first set. Runback is serving. Run back, the right-hander sends it across. Here comes the pass up to Boxa. She'll set it left side. This is Tompkin. Count it, Sierra Tompkin. Swings and gets her second kill. Side out, Clay Center. And to serve, Brianna Bailey, the libero for Clay Center. 10-4, Wildcats lead. We are in set number one. Bailey to serve it, and down the line she goes. Here comes the pass up to the net. They'll bump it up. This is Hazing on the attack. Good dig that time by Jill Boxa. Save from Tompkin. Pushed across by Boxa. Here comes Mullen now on the attack. Hazing again at midnet. What a great dig by Boxa. And they'll push it to the back row. But the Mullen Broncos are there. They'll get it up to the net. And it's going to be off of Clay Center and out of bounds. Vanessa Ponder got a hand on it as it came across. Point, Mullen Broncos. 10-5 your score. Here comes the serve this time from Hazing. And Clay Center will dink it across in 2-1 and dig return right back to Clay Center. Boxer will set it to the back row. Here comes the attack from Sorensen. She shanked it out of bounds. Point, Mullen Broncos. Hazing will get the serving point. 10-6 your score. Hazing will serve it again. Hazing puts this one down the line. Nice dig. Boxer back to midcourt. Hazing with the attack, off the block, bumped up by Mullen. They'll have to free ball it over. Opportunity, Clay Center. Bailey passes to Boxa. Here's the set to Ponder. The attack is hit over in three by Mullen. Clay Center on the attack again. This time it's Tompkin. Goes down the net, and it's good. Sierra Tompkin with three kills already here in set number one. And it's side out. Here's Ponder. Vanessa Ponder serving for Clay Center. And Ponder pounds that one out of bounds. Side out. Mullen Broncos. Here comes the serve. This is the serve from Crisp. Here comes the attack from the back row. Tompkin, but it's dug up by Mullen. Now they'll send one through the blocks and count it. The kill for Tricia Young. And it's 11-8. Clay Center's lead cut to three. Crisp will serve another one. And the Wildcats have it. They'll quick set it. And the attack from Sierra Tompkin into the net, no good. It was a quick set. Tompkin had to hit it right away and was delayed just a second and pounded it into the tape. 11-9. Clay Center's lead cut to two. Here's the serve. Pass to Boxa. She'll dump it over, but Mullen is there. They'll set it at mid-net. Here comes the attack. And Trisha Young gets up and nails one down. Point. Mullen Broncos, and it's 11-10 all of a sudden. Lauren Crisp, this will be her fourth serve in a row. And it's 11-10. Clay Center lead has been cut to one. Here's the serve. Bailey gets it caught up a little too high, but will they get it over in three? They do. Now Mullen has it on the attack. They'll set it at mid-net. Now they're going to back row attack at this time, and Young's back row attack is too hard and out of bounds. Point, Clay Center Wildcats. Side out to Clay Center. Sierra Tompkin serves, 12-10, Wildcats lead. Here's Tompkin, sends it across. Pass up to the net to Crisp. Here comes the attack down the line, and that one was hit left of the out-of-bounds antenna. No good. Point, Clay Center. So it's now 13-10, Clay Center leading in set number one. Sierra Tompkin will serve again, and Tompkin fires one across, straight up into the back row. Mullen now will get it to Young. She'll send it across, dug up by Bailey. Boxer will set left side. This is Sorensen down the line, but just missed. Out of bounds. Point, Mullen Broncos, 13-11, Clay Center leads. And this is right, I believe, serving. Here comes the pass set from Boxa. There's the attack from Sorensen, dug up by Mullen. Now they'll attack at left side. One-hand dig. Great dig by Sorensen. Sorensen will attack it from deep in the back row, and it's good. Sorensen with a kill, her third. Side out, Clay Center. And Raven Hudson will drop back to serve. It's 14-11. Clay Center with a three-point lead. Here comes the serve from Sorensen. And it's going to be dumped across by Kramer. Clay Center is there, and they got a little miscommunication, and it falls right in between two of them. Point. Mullen, side out Broncos. And to serve goes Kramer, Samantha Kramer, for the Mullen Broncos. Clay Center leads 14-12, and that one is shanked out of bounds by Kramer, side out. Clay Center and Jill Boxa will drop back to serve. 15-12, Clay Center leads in set number one. Boxa is serving. And Boxa puts it across. Here comes the pass up to the net. It's an errant pass. They're going to attack it anyway. What a great play. And that time, that was Megan Hazing, who attacked from behind the front row line and got it down. Side out Mullen. This is Trisha Young. 15-13, Clay Center hangs onto a two-point lead. Young serve. Clay Center gets it to Jill Boxa. Sets it up. Here comes Sorensen in kaboom. Sorensen puts the hammer down and gets the kill. Side out, Clay Center. 16-13, the Wildcats lead. And Sorensen will drop back and serve. Sorensen serve is across. Here comes Mullen on the attack to Young. And woo, that was Megan Hazing, actually. Self-defense is all Jill Boxa could do that time. And Megan Hazing really hit one hard. Side out. Here comes the serve from Starr. Clay Center has it. Left side, Tompkin sends it deep, dug up in the back row. Mullen has it. They'll go left side to Lauren Crisp, and Crisp can't get it across as it hit the out-of-bounds antenna. Side out, Clay Center. Brianna Bailey to serve. 17-14, Wildcats lead here in set one. This is Brianna Bailey. Brianna Bailey to serve. And the right-hander puts it across. Return up out of bounds. They'll get it back over left side. Here comes the attack. Diving dig, return back, and Mullen floating for it. Box will return it in one on the dig. And Mullen's Megan Hazing was waiting for it, but jumped too soon and could not get under it. Point, Clay Center Wildcats. Brianna Bailey gets the serving point, 18-14. Clay Center leads. Bailey will serve again. Here comes the pass up to the net. They'll set it. Here comes the attack. And did it make it over? No, it did not. They'll see Megan Hastings' attack did not make it over the top of the tape. Point, Clay Center, and the Wildcats lead 19-14 in set one. Bailey to serve again. Here comes the serve. Mullen struggling. They'll have to free ball it across, push it over. The Wildcats are there. Boxer will set it. Here's the back row attack, and it is good. Abigail Sorensen came flying in from the back row and got it down. 20-14. Been a 4-0 run. And for Clay Center, Mullen wants a timeout. We're in the first set. Clay Center 20, Mullen 14. We're back in 30 seconds.
Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
1230 KHAS.
To 14, Clay Center with the lead here in this first set. D2 Girls State Volleyball from Lincoln Southwest. Glad to have you on 1230 AM KHAS. Also on the internet at hastingslink.com. Brianna Bailey will serve. Her fourth serve of this series. Sends it down the line. Straight up in the back row. Mullen struggling. They'll have to free ball. No, they hit it into the net. No good. That was Trisha Young that pounded that one into the net. Point. Clay Center. And the Wildcats lead 21-14. Bailey will serve it again. Brianna Bailey sends it deep and out of bounds. Point Mullen side out to the Broncos, and Megan Hazing will drop back to serve. Here's Hazing with the serve. Pass up right side. They'll go to boxes. She'll set it to the back row. Here's the attack. Return right back off the block. Mullen, no, they're going to call four hits, they'll say. Or, no, in the net. Or under the, I think it was actually a line violation, somebody over the center line. Point two, the Mullen Broncos. Hazing will serve again. Sends this one across. Here's the pass to Boxes. Sets from the knees. There's the attack from Tompkin. Tries to go to the back row, but it's long and out of bounds. That makes it 21-17. Clay Center leading in set one. Megan Hazing to serve again. Comes the pass out of bounds. Boxer will set it from out of bounds. Dinked across by Ponder and finds the floor. Ponder will get a cheap kill. Side out Clay Center, and Vanessa Ponder will drop back to serve. So here is Vanessa Ponder to serve it. 22-17. Clay Center leads. Ponder serve. Bumped out of bounds by Mullen. They'll set it back to midnet. Kramer sends it across and on the line. Samantha Kramer gets a kill for the Broncos. Side out Mullen. 22-18, Clay Center leading in set one. And here comes the serve. Pass to Boxa. She'll bump set it left side. Tompkin goes cross court and finds it. Nice kill, Sierra Tompkin. Up off the left side of the net. Went cross court with it and put it down. Side out. Clay Center, and Tompkin will serve. 23-18, Clay Center leads. Tompkin to serve again, floats it to the back row. Here comes the set left side. This is Young, off the block, dug up there by Bailey. Now from the back row, Tompkin tries to attack, but into the net, no good. Point, Clay Center, and it's side out to the Broncos, or excuse me, Point Mullen side out to the Broncos. Here comes the serve up to the net. Box has it. She'll dump it over in two. Mullen is there. They'll set it left side. Here comes Young on the attack and count it for Trisha Young. Puts it down on the back line. Young has three kills. 23-20. Clay Center leading by three here in the first set. Terlisi Wright is serving. Here is the serve from Wright. Here comes the pass up to Boxa. Bump sets on the attack. Pounding it off the net. Abigail Sorensen, and that was just a pure muscle move there. Set point for Clay Center, 24-20 your score. And here is Raven Hudson to serve for Clay Center. Hudson serves across. The Broncos have it. They'll go to Young. Young's attack out of bounds. And Clay Center will win the first set. The first set, it's Clay Center 25, Mullen 20. We're back with more here from the D2 Girls State Volleyball Tournament on 1230 AM KHAS. Right after this, 2 minute timeout.
Don't just eat your Thanksgiving dinner this year. Earn it at the Hastings YMCA Frozen Turkey Trot 5K Saturday, November 21st. You can run or walk the 5K, and everyone gets a long-sleeve tee and will have the chance to take home parts of a Thanksgiving dinner. Winners in men's and women's receive frozen turkeys. The race is November 21st at the 18th Street Y in Hastings and begins at 8 a.m. Also, check out our new Turkey Trot Family Edition. For more information on either event, visit hastingsymca.net or stop by the YMCA.
For news important to your health and well-being, listen to the Medical Minute, Monday and Friday at 8:30 a.m. Brought to you by Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital and KHASAM.
November is National Alzheimer's Awareness Month. Join us this week on Medical Minute as we learn more about this disease that impacts many Americans.
Advancing your good health with the Medical Minute, every Monday and Friday at 8:30 a.m., a service of Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital and KHASAM.
Here's a message from Frigidaire and Kuna Refrigeration in Clay Center. Being comfortable is priceless, and when you can get amazing home comforts at a more comfortable price, why wait any longer? Right now, when you call Kuna Refrigeration about a Frigidaire complete comfort system, you'll save on price and receive comfort. Kuna Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating always wishes the Clay Center and area athletes good luck. Cooney Refrigeration and Clay Center. Call 402-762-3738 or 469-6939.
Professionalism and respect. These are the values shared by the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital. Specialists from the state's leading heart program can be found at the Hastings Heart Institute, where they combine minimally invasive technologies such as CT angiography with capable hands and everyday heroism. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital. Advanced care in the heart of your community.
1230 KHAS.
Clay Center Wildcats win set number one, 25-20. Abigail Sorensenider with 6 kills. Sarah Tompkin with 4 kills. Ravon Hudson had an ace. Abigail Sorensen had an ace serve. And it'll be Tompkins to start it off with the first serve. Mullen has it. Young hits it across, dug up by Bailey. They'll dump it over, does Boxa, and it's hit right back by Young, but out of bounds. Point, Clay Center. Sierra Tompkin gets the service point, and it's 1-0. Wildcats, here's the serve from Tompkin. To the back corner it goes. They'll pass it up here to right. They'll set it. Here comes the attack, and we got out of bounds. Get the antenna on the way over from Young. Point, Clay Center. Wildcats off to a 2-0 starter in set two after winning the first one, 25-20. Tompkin again. Here comes the overpass. Up to the net it comes, back to the Clay Center side. Bump set from Woodbury, and it's going to be dinked across this time by Sorensen. Mullen on the attack to Young. Young hits it into the back row. Bailey with a good dig. Boxa will cross net, set it. Sorensen on the attack, and it will be saved from out of bounds and hit across by Young in three. Great hustle by Mullen. Clay Center again. Sorensen this time to the back row and gets the kill. Sorensen that time just powered it to the back row, and Hazing could not get out of the way of it. 3-0, Clay Center. Tompkin to serve it again. Floats this one to the back row. Straight up. Hazing will set it up to Young. Young's attack out the block over the net, and we got in the net on Clay, on Mullen. Charlize Wright in the net. Point, Clay Center, and the Wildcats start off 4-0 here in set two. Tompkin will serve again. Here it comes. Nice serve. Straight up in the back row. Hazing to Young. Young's attack off the block, dug up by Bailey. Bump to the back row. Here comes the attack from Tompkin. Nice dig by Runback. Here comes Young again, and this time into the net, no good. Point, Clay Center, and it's 5-0 Wildcats in set two. Tompkin will serve again. Her sixth serve of the series. Here it comes. Run back from out of bounds. Sets it back to midnet. Here is Kramer for Mullen, and Kramer will get a kill and stop the run there by Clay Center. 5-1, Clay Center leads. This is Charlize Wright. Wright serve down the line. Here comes the pass to Boxa. There's the set and the attack from Sorensen. Tried to go cross court. wide to the right, out of bounds. A little bit too much on that one. Makes it 5-2. Wright will serve again. And Wright with the serve. There comes the pass to box up. They'll back row attack it, and Tompkins shanks one out of bounds. Point, Mullen, 5-3. And back to serve again goes Charlie Z. Wright for the Mullen Broncos. After giving up the first 5 points, have now scored three in a row on their own. Here comes Clay Center. Here comes the attack. This is Sorensen, goes to the back row, but long and out of bounds. And back and forth we go on this one. After Clay Center scored five in a row, Mullen now on a 4-0 run. And it's 5-4. Clay Center with a one-point lead. Right to serve again. Bailey passes. Here comes the set left side. This is Sorensen. And count it. Abigail Sorensen, 8 kills in the match. Side out, Clay Center. Sock and Hudson check back in. Ravon Hudson checks back in. And Ravon Hudson will serve. Here's Hudson with a nice serve. Nice up, though. They'll get it to right. She'll back set it. Here comes the attack from Kramer, and it is good for Mullen. Point Broncos, 6-5. Clay Center leads. Samantha Kramer is back to serve. Here's Kramer from the right side, and the right-hander puts it across. Here comes the pass up to mid-net. Boxer will set it left side. Sorensen gets on top of one and nails it down. What a kill by Sorensen. Side out, Clay Center. 7-5, Clay Center leads. Scott Posey along with you on AM 1230 KHAS, also on the internet at hastingslink.com. Got friends or family members that aren't within the listening area? Well, they can listen anywhere in the world at hastingslink.com. Box of serves for Clay Center. The overpass dinked right back. Mullen now will push it to the back row. Bumped up that time by Tompkins. Here's the set to Sorensen. Off the block. Good. Abigail Sorensen. Wow. 10 kills already in the first two sets. Box gets the serving point. 8-5, Clay Center. You're leading in set two. But they won the first set 25-20. Here's the serve from Boxa. Straight up to the back row. They'll forward it back to midcourt. Hit across by Hazing. Clay Center is there. They'll set it to Sorensen. Down the line. Corner pocket. Bingo. Whoa. And Abigail Sorensen racking up some numbers. Boxa gets the service point. 9-5. Clay Center leads. Boxa down the line this time, bumped out of bounds, and they won't get it over. Ace serve for Boxa. So Boxa will get her ace. That's her first ace of the match. And it's now 10-5. And this is the way that Clay Center has scored in spurts. Boxa to serve. This one bumped out of bounds. Stay back to midcourt. They'll bump it over in three. Bailey to Boxa. Boxa set. Sorensen's attack off the block. Dug up by Tompkin. Here's a set to Ponder. She'll put it across. But Mullen is there. They'll go left side. Here's the attack. Blocked right back. Mullen has it. Back to mid-net. They'll free ball it across and find the Clay Center floor. What a play by Charlize Wright. Pushed it over the single-person block and onto the Clay Center floor. Side out Mullen. 10-6, Clay Center leads. Tricia Young serves for Mullen. Young serve is an ace. That'll be her first ace of the night. And it's now 10-7. Young will serve again. 10-7 your score. Clay Center by three. Here's the serve. Pass to midcourt. Boxer will set it left side. Sorensen's attack is blocked right back. And that is Megan Hazing with a great ace block for the Broncos of Mullen, and it's 10-8. And this one just going back and forth with some little 4- and 5-point runs. Tricia Young will serve again. Here it is. It's a nice up there. Boxer will bump it to the back row. And sent across this time by Sorensen and counted. Abigail Sorensen will get up. She was back in the corner pocket and got a kill. She's got a dozen. Side out. Clay Center. Sorensen will serve. And it's 11-8. Clay Center leads here in set number two. Sorensen serves it down the line. Here's the pass to right. They'll set it. There's the attack, and it's blocked right back. Vanessa Ponder and Danielle Sock. What a great double-team block that time. 12-8. Clay Center leads. Set two. Sorensen to serve it again. Here's the pass to midcourt. They'll get it up left side. There's the attack off the block, dug up by Clay Center. They'll bump it to the back row. Bailey will free ball it across to Brianna Bailey. Now Mullen on the attack. Young miss hits. They're going to have a double hit call that time, actually, on Megan Hazing. Point, Clay Center. Sorensen will get the serving point. 13-8, Wildcats lead. Set two. Sorensen will serve again. Here's the jump serve. Bumped out of bounds. Saved back to midcourt. Free ball to cross by Casey Brown. And it's bumped out of bounds as she gave it a big oomph. And that one drifted foul. Point for Clay Center. But Mullen wants a timeout. It's Clay Center 14, Mullen 8 in set two. We're back right after this 30-second timeout.
Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
1230 KHAS.
Center won the first set 25-20. They're leading 14-8 here in the second set from the D2 Girls State Volleyball Tournament. And earlier today, Chambers was a five-set winner over Fall City Sacred Heart. The Irish, a team that Clay Center beat to get here. Abigail Sorensen is serving. This will be her fourth serve in a row. And the soft jump serve. Bumped straight up to mid-net. Wright will set it left side. Here's the attack. Block back. And Mullen has it right back. They'll push it to the back row. There's a good dig by Sorensen. Here's the set to Tompkin. And Tompkin puts it in the back corner and gets the kill. Sierra Tompkin has five kills. And again, this set, both teams have scored 4 or 5 points in a row. We've just went back and forth. Sorensen will serve again. Now, Clay Center on a five-point run. Sorensen to serve it. Here it comes. In the net, no good. That's her first service error of the night. And it's 15-9. Clay Center leading in set two. Here comes Robin Runback to serve for Mullen. Bailey with the pass to Boxes. Sets it left side. Tompkin sends it down the line. Dug up there by Mullen. They'll bump it up to the front row. Hit across by Hazing. The Wildcats have it. They'll have to dink it across. Mullen is there. They'll set it left side. Here comes the attack down the line. Dug up that time by Sorensen. Set to Tompkins. She'll send it to the back corner, but Mullen is there again. They'll set it to Hazing. Her attack block. Hazing has it off the block. And Mullen will send it over to Young. Dug up that time by Boxa. Bump set to the back row. Tompkins sends it to the back row, but it's dug up again by Mullen. Broncos to Hazing again. Off the block. Dug up that time by Sorensen. Here comes Sorensen. She'll push it over from the back row, but Mullen has it again. They'll go to Hazing, and she'll send one through the block and count it. Megan Hazing, and boy, Mullen kept attacking and attacking, and finally they get one down. Clay Center just kept digging them up. 15-10. Point for Mullen. Clay Center leads. Here's run back serve. Bailey to Boxa. Boxa will set it left side. Tompkin! And that one is out of bounds. Point, Mullen Broncos, and it's 15-11. Run back to serve again. And the right-hander sends it across. Here's the pass to Boxa. She'll set it left side. Tompkin off the net, dug up that time by Mullen. They'll bump it up to Hazing. Hazing's attack is blocked right back. Mullen has it. They'll hit it over, and three does Young. Sorensen passes to Boxa, sets it back to Sorensen. Back row attack. Good dig that time by Brown for Mullen. Back to Hazing in mid-net. She'll send it out the block. One-hand dig to the back row, but Hazing will get the kill. And here we go again. We're back and forth on these little 4 and 5 point runs. Mullen now has scored 4 in a row, and it's 15-12, Clay Center leading. Timeout, Clay Center. We're in set 2. It's Clay Center 15, Mullen 12, and we're back in 30 seconds.
Plan now to attend the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce 32nd Annual Farmers and Ranchers Appreciation Barbecue. It's Thursday, November 12th at the Adams County Fairgrounds. A delicious meal will be served at 6 p.m., and then at 7 p.m. you'll enjoy entertainment from the original rock and roll farm boy, Milo Hotzenbuehler.
Farming on the northern plains, milking cows, growing grains, keeping all the silos full, being agricultural.
Tickets available from various chamber members or by calling the chamber office at 461-8400. Don't miss the Ag Barbecue November 12th.
On the rock around the barn tonight.
1230 KHAS.
Clay Center leads in set two. Clay Center won the first one, 25-20 over Mullen. But Mullen now has scored 4 points in a row. Robin Runback is serving for Mullen. Here it comes. There's the pass, low pass. Ponder gets it up. Here's Tompkins, attack off the block, return right back. Mullen has, or Clay Center has it. Tompkins will send it over. But the Broncos are there. They'll go mid-net. Hazings attack, and that one is out of bounds. Point. Clay Center side out to the Wildcats. And Brianna Bailey to serve now. 16-12. Clay Center leading. Brianna Bailey serves from that left side. Bailey fires one across, and that one is out of bounds. And that's back-to-back service errors for Brianna Bailey. Had one in the first set, now one in the second. Megan Hazing to serve for Mullen. 16-13, Clay Center with a lead. Hazing's serve is in. A serve for Hazing. So Hazing will get the ace. And it's now 16-14. And Hazing will serve again. 16-14. Clay Center's lead cut to two. Here's Hazing serve, and it's an ace. Nice fish hook serve there by Hazing. And that makes it a 1 point. Game here in set two. 16-15. Clay Center leading. Hazing will serve again. That one taken in the back row. Pass to Boxa. Sets it up. Here's the back row attack. Sorensen off the net. Mullen has it. Hazing sends it across. Block right back. Mullen has it again. They'll dump it over in three, and they'll bump it out of bounds. Does Ponder. They bumped it over in two that time, actually. And all of a sudden, we're tied at 16 apiece. 16-16. Hazing will serve again. Here it comes. Straight up Sorensen, and an ace serve for Megan Hazing, and she's got three aces here in this series. And it's now 17-16. Mullen has taken the lead in set two. Here's the serve. Bailey to Boxa. Boxa sets it. Here's Tompkins off the net, dug up by Young. Back to the Hazing, back row attack, and that one will hook out of bounds. Point, eight, Clay Center, and we're tied up at 17 apiece. 17-17. Now to serve for Clay Center is Vanessa Ponder. Ponder to serve it. Here's the serve from Ponder. Back row, it's going to be an ace. Bumped out of play by Runback. And Vanessa Ponder will notch up her first ace of the state tournament this year. And it's now 18-17. Clay Center leading. Ponder will serve again. Ponder, the right-hander, puts it to the back row and just out of bounds. Little long. Ponder is 2-4 serving, and that's already three service errors for Clay Center here in the second set. That has allowed Mullen to hang around, and it's 18-18. Here's the serve from Lauren Crisp. Clay Center has it. They'll go to Tompkins. She'll send it off the block, and it's good. Sierra Tompkins with six kills now in the match. She'll drop back and serve, and it's 19-18. Clay Center by one. Clay Center won the first set, 25-20. Sierra Tompkins will serve. Here's the jump serve from Tompkins. Here comes the pass up to right. They'll set it left side. Young, and Young will pound one off the blocks. Got in the net, did Young, and got away with one that time. So Young will get the kill. Side out, Mullen. 19-19. Here's the serve, and it's going to be an ace serve for Charlize Wright. And Clay Center here in this second set as 5A serves. Then you throw in three service errors for Clay Center. Mullen has taken advantage of it. They lead 20-19. Look out. Abigail Sorensen now gets up off the right left side, and Sorensen nails one down with authority there. Side out. Clay Center. It's 20-20. We're tied up. And here comes the serve from Ravon Hudson. Hudson serves across. Mullen will have to free ball it over. Here's Boxes setting a left side. Sorensen goes to the back row, dug up. Up to the net it comes. Sorensen is there to meet it and finds the floor. Abigail Sorensen, I've got her with 14 kills. Ravon Hudson is serving for Clay Center. And Ravon floats this one to the back row. It's an ace. Ace serve for Hudson. Hazing took it up pretty high, and it was floating up there pretty high. And now Mullen wants a timeout. We're in the second set. Clay Center 22, Mullen 20. We're back right after this 30-second timeout.
Don't just eat your Thanksgiving dinner this year. Earn it at the Hastings YMCA Frozen Turkey Trot 5K Saturday, November 21st. You can run or walk the 5K, and everyone gets a long-sleeve tee and will have the chance to take home parts of a Thanksgiving dinner. Winners in men's and women's receive frozen turkeys. The race is November 21st at the 18th Street Y in Hastings and begins at 8 a.m. Also, check out our new Turkey Trot Family Edition. For more information on either event, visit hastingsymca.net or stop by the YMCA.
1230 KHAS.
22-20. And an ace serve by Ravon Hudson to start it off after the timeout. Good way for Hudson to come out of the timeout with another ace. Back-to-back aces for Ravon Hudson. And it's now 23-20 Clay Center leads. Hudson to serve again. Fires one across. There's the up from Hazing. Here's Young from out of bounds. Sends it to the back row. Dug up that time by Tompkin, and a lift is going to be called on Hudson. Side out. Mullen, 23-21, Clay Center leading. Samantha Kramer back to serve now for Mullen. And Kramer will send it across. Low pass out of bounds. It's an ace serve for Kramer. And again, six ace serves for Mullen here in the second set. 23-20. Clay Center's lead cut to one. Timeout. Clay Center. It is Clay Center 23. Mullen 22 in the second set. We're back in 30 seconds.
Dahlstein Truck Line Incorporated in Clay Center has been your premier carrier of choice since 1946. More than 60 years of serving Clay Center, the state of Nebraska, the Midwest, and carrying into 48 states. For Dahlstein Truck Line to be your choice, call 402-762-3511 or 1-800-228-4313. Dahlstein Truck Line Incorporated proudly supports the Clay Center and area students in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Good luck to the Clay Center athletes, teams, and coaches from everyone at Dahlstein Truck Line Incorporated in Clay Center.
1230 KHAS.
23-22, Clay Center leading by one. This is Kramer serving for Mullen, and that one is out of bounds too hard. Set point, Clay Center, 24-22. Jill Poxa will serve set point for the Clay Center Wildcats. Poxa back to serve. 24-22, Clay Center. And Poxa puts it across. It's an ace serve by Poxa to end it. Well, Clay Center gave Mullen some opportunities. Mullen unable to capitalize on all of them. And Clay Center will hold on to win set two. It's Clay Center 25, Mullen 22. Clay Center leads the match 2-0. We're back right after this 2-minute timeout.
Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Check out the great deals on Serta mattresses at Menards. Buy any stock plush, Eurotop, or Super Pillowtop Serta mattress and get a free box spring. That's up to a $228 value. The Concord Eurotop Queen mattress with free box spring is just $369. The Fontana Super Pillowtop King mattress with free box spring is only $619. Plus, there's zero payments and no interest till summer on qualifying purchases with your big card.
Save big money at Menards.
It's fun in just one lifetime. The Chorus of the Plains 43rd Annual Barbershop Show. You'll hear the Chorus of the Plains, Swell Affair Quartet of Hastings, our featured quartet, young, exciting top 10 in the district back in business, and special guests Hastings High Madrigals and Hastings High Boys Quartet. Saturday, November 14 at Hastings Masonic Center, 2:30 and 7:30. Come a few minutes early and enjoy a sing-along with Dr. Don Goodrich. Admission $10 in advance, $14 at the door, all students free. Tickets at Stamps and More, Masonic Center, Hastings State Heritage and Wells Fargo Banks in Hastings, Clay Center, Harvard and Sutton Banks, Hastings High Madrigals, and all Chorus members. Remember, Chorus of the Plains, fun in just one lifetime, Saturday, November 14, Masonic Center. Join the fun.
1230 KHAS.
Clay Center leads 2-0. And here we go. Set 3 just underway. Lauren Crest serving for Mullen. Clay Center has it. Sorensen unloads. And Abigail Sorensen continues on quite a streak today with 15 kills for Sorensen. Side out Clay Center. Ravon Hudson will drop back and serve. Here's the serve from Hudson. Across. Mullen gets it to midcourt. They'll push it over. Clay Center with the up. Here comes Boxa setting it left side. Sorensen goes to the back row. Return right back. Clay Center has it again. Ding to be dinked across and counted. Jill Boxa with a kill. Nice play. And here comes the serve now from Hudson again. It's across. Mullen will get it up to the front row, and Young's going to have to free ball it over. Here comes Boxa setting it to the back row, and Tompkin will send it to the back corner, dug up by Mullen. Wright will set it. Here comes the attack, this time from Kramer, returned in two by Clay Center. Now Young will attack for Mullen, and she goes long and out of bounds. Point, Clay Center. And it is 3-0, Clay Center in the third setters. Oh, look out, that one almost made it all the way to the student section of Clay Center, who are here, and they are decked out. Looks like they found some of the antique basketball jerseys the boys have. Here's the serve from Mullins, Casey Brown. Now Clay Center has it. Sorensen gets a great set from Boxa, and Sorensen again gets on top of one and swings and count it. Side out, Clay Center. Jill Boxa will serve, 4-1. Wildcats lead. Boxa to serve it up. Here comes the serve from Boxa. Nice serve, nice up though by Young. They'll set it back to Hazing. Her attack block. Hazing chicken wings it off the block. Dumped across by Hazing. Now Clay Center has it. This is Sorensen. Goes cross court. Dug up that time. Little joust at the net. And it's returned right back by Hazing, but out of bounds. Point, Clay Center. Well, we've seen this before, though. Clay Center on a 5-1 run, but we've seen Mullen get right back into him, and now Mullen wants to take a timeout. We're in the third set with Clay Center leading 2-0. It is Clay Center 5, Mullen 1. We're back in 30 seconds.
All right, today's forecast, rain. If you have satellite TV, be prepared for cloudy reception, signal outages, and searching for satellite on the screen. However, if you have Charter Digital Cable, your forecast is crystal clear with free HD programming and free on-demand. Add internet and telephone for bigger savings. Charter Bundle's new low price starts at $89.97 a month for 12 months. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER or visit charter.com/radio.
Limited time offer. Standard rate supply after promotional period ends. Taxes, fees, installation extra. HD and other equipment charges may apply. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
1230 KHAS.
We're in the third set. Clay Center trying to sweep this one. And they are off to a 5-1 lead here in set 3, leading 2-0. Here's the serve from Jill Boxa. Mullen has it. They'll get it to mid-net. Hazing will push it over. But the Wildcats are there. They'll set it back to Hazing, left side, and that is Sorensen, left side, and Sorensen sends it down the line and gets the kill. What a great attack from Abigail Sorensen, who is piling up some numbers. I've got her with 17 kills. Boxa will serve again. 6-1 Mullen, or 6-1 Clay Center. Here's the serve. Now Mullen has it, sent across by Hazing. On the attack, Sorensen again, and wow, Abigail Sorensen unstoppable at the net today. 18 kills for Sorensen now. Boxa will serve again. 7-1, Clay Center leads. Boxa will serve it again. This will be Boxa's fourth serve in a row this series. Here it comes. It's across. Hazing to right, back to Hazing. The attack from Hazing goes wide to the left. And, wait a minute. Tip at the net, or somebody in the net. We had Danielle Sock in the net. Side out, Mullen, and it's Tricia Young to serve. 7-2, Clay Center leads, set three. Clay Center leads, two sets to none. Here's the serve. Oh, what a great serve by Tricia Young. That one barely made it. Just got over the front row line there when it came across. A serve for Young is her second today. 7-3. Young will serve again. Here comes the pass to Box at mid-net. She'll set it to Sorensen. And again, Sorensen, wow, her arm's going to get tired. She's going to drop back and have to serve now. So Sorensen goes back to serve. It's 8-3. Clay Center leading, set three. Clay Center leads, two sets to none. Sorensen with a jump serve, and it's an ace. And Abigail, what a, just as well get an ace serve, too, to throw in there with all those kills. She's having some kind of a match here is Abigail Sorensen, the 5'11 senior. She'll serve again. 9-3, Clay Center. Here's this one. Pass to mid-net. They'll bump it back, and the attack off the block is good for Hazing. Megan Hazing has six kills for the Broncos of Mullen. They'll get a side out, and Robin Runback will serve. Runback, back to serve it. Here it comes. Pass straight up to midcourt. Boxa bumps it. Sorensen will send it over from the back row. Young with a dig. Dinked across by Hazing, and it'll find the floor. Hazing will get a kill. Seven kills for Megan Hazing today. 9-5. Here's run back to serve it, and that one off the net. Good up, though, by Tompkin. Set back to Tompkin. Her attack off the block. Return right back, and now they'll free ball it over to Danielle Sock. Here comes Wright setting it up. Hazing's attack off the block, dug up by Clay Center. They'll set it over left side. This is Tompkin with the soft attack, and it's a kill for Sierra Tompkin. Side out, Clay Center, 10-5, Wildcats lead. And the serve is Brianna Bailey. Here's Bailey's serve. Young to right. Back to Hazing. Mid-net, she'll dink it over the blocks. Diving dig, return right back. Mullen has it. Hazing will bump set it. Here comes the attack from dug up by Clay Center. They're going to have to free ball it across those Ponder. Now Mullen on the attack. They'll go to Hazing on the slide. Sends it to the back corner, and it's good. That is Megan Hazing, and Hazing's got three kills just in this third set. She's got eight in the match. 10-6, side out to the Mullen Broncos, and Megan Hazing will serve. Hazing to serve it. Here it comes. And a return and one by Clay Center. Mullen will dump it over. There's Ponder with it. Baxter will bump it back up, and Tompkin on the attack, but Young is there for Mullen. Now they'll set it this time. It's going to be dinked across. Clay Center has it again. This time, Tompkin finds the back row. Sierra Tompkin with a nice kill. Side out, Clay Center. And serving is Vanessa Ponder for the Wildcats. Clay Center leads 11-6 in the third set. Ponder will serve. Hard serve by Ponder. Pass right side to right. They'll set it to Kramer. Her attack dug up by Sorensen, set back to Sorensen. Her attack dug up into the rafters it goes. Young will get it back to midcourt. They'll push it over in three. Now Clay Center on the attack. This time to Tompkin, and Tompkin will get a kill. Sierra Tompkin, nice up from the left side, and a good swing by Tompkin, who's got 9 kills. 12-6, your score. Clay Center with a lead here in set 3, and Clay Center leads 2-0. Ponder will serve it again. Right-hander fires a missile, and it's bumped out of bounds. Hazing will get it to the back row. Young will free ball it across. The Wildcats are there. Box it back to Tompkin. She'll dink it across. There to cover is Tomlinson for Mullen. Set back to Kramer. Her attack up off the block, dug up by Sorensen. Set to Tompkin. Tompkin to the back row. Got it. Sierra Tompkin with 10 kills. 13-6 Clay Center leads. We're in set 3 with Clay Center leading 2-0. And the Wildcats trying to win it in 3. Ponder will serve again. Fires this one off the net, and it's an ace serve for Vanessa Ponder. Hit the top of the tape and crawled over. And Ponder will serve again. And an ace serve by Ponder. Ponder gets the ace for Vanessa. Back-to-back ace serves there. And now it's 15-6. Clay Center leading. Ponder to serve again. Here's the overpass. Going to be dinked across and on the line. Nice play by Charlize Wright. Will get the kill. And it's 15-7. Clay Center leading. Side out. To Mullen, and Charlize Wright will serve it. Here's the serve. Pass goes to Boxes, sets it to Tompkin, and Tompkin with another great kill. And boy, Sierra Tompkin now lighting it up. Got it with 5 kills alone here in set 3. Side out, Clay Center. Tompkin is serving. Tompkin with the jump serve. Comes the pass, they'll set it over left side. This is Young, goes to the back row, but long and out of bounds. Point Clay Center, 17-7, Clay Center leading. And Tompkin will serve again. Sierra Tompkin back there for Clay Center. And here comes the serve. That one is off of Hazing, who tried to get out of the way but couldn't. Point Clay Center, and it's 18-7. Sorensen will serve again. Lines up, fires it across. Here comes the overpass up to the net. It comes, and there to meet it is Jamie Boxa. Boxa will knock it down to the Mullen floor. And look out. Timeout called by Mullen. We're in set 3. It's Clay Center 19, Mullen 7. We're back in 30 seconds.
For news important to your health and well-being, listen to the Medical Minute, Monday and Friday at 8:30 a.m. Brought to you by Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital and KHASAM.
November is National Alzheimer's Awareness Month. Join us this week on Medical Minute as we learn more about this disease that impacts many Americans.
Advancing your good health with the Medical Minute every Monday and Friday at 8:30 a.m., a service of Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital and KHASAM.
1230 KHAS.
Sierra Tompkin to serve it again. Here comes Mullen on the attack, and Young will pound one off the top of the net, and it crawls over to the Mullen, the Clay Center floor. Side out, Mullen. 19-8, Clay Center leads in set 3. Glad to have you on AM 1230 KHAS and on the internet at hastingslink.com. Charlize Wright to serve. Here it is. Clay Center has it. Nice play by Sorensen, but Mullen will return it in 3. On the free ball. Here's the set to Sorensen again. On the attack, dug up by Mullen. They'll get it over to Young. She'll hit it to midcourt and find the floor. Trisha Young with 6 kills. Wright gets the serving point. 19-9 your score. Clay Center with a lead. In for Mullen, new player in there, and that is Rachel Hazing into the lineup. And here comes the serve from Wright. And it's in the net. No good. Side out. Clay Center, 20-9. Wildcats lead. And Clay Center will serve. Back to serve is Ravon Hudson to serve for Clay Center. Hudson's got three ace serves today. And here comes the serve from Hudson. And Hudson fires this one into the top of the net. Comes down onto the Clay Center floor. No good. Back-to-back service errors here in this third set for Ravon Hudson. 20-10 your score. And here's the serve from Starr for Mullen. Nice save by Boxa. And Olsen, or Abigail Sorensen, gets up off the left side. And what a great bump set by Jill Boxa. Run after it, had to dig it down low, but bumped it up perfectly. And Abigail Sorensen now has 20 kills. Side out, Clay Center. Jill Boxa will serve, 21-10. Clay Center leads. Boxa to serve it. Waits for the official to get up to the... now we got an official's timeout, it appears. And we'll see what the situation is as the floor official walks over to the up official. And they are visiting right now at the up official stand. And now they come back to the scorer's table. And they're still visiting down there, so we'll see what the what comes out of this anyway. And they're still visiting down there, so I think they're just making sure everybody's where they're supposed to be. And we're good to go, and Jill Boxer will get ready to serve. 21-10, Clay Center leads in set three. Clay Center leading 2-0. Here's Boxer with a serve. It's an ace. Boy, that was a sidewinder there, and Mullen could not get to a 22-10 your score. Boxer to serve again. Here it comes, down the line, bumped to midcourt. Now they'll have to free ball it across. Here comes Bailey to Boxer. She'll set it. Sorensen will have to hit it across softly, and Mullen can't get under it and give Abigail Sorensen, why not give her another kill? She's up to 21. And in comes for Clay Center now. We'll check in. Brittany Vike, 23-10. Here's the serve from Jill Boxa. It's across. Mullen has it. Hazing will dink it across. Bailey is there. Boxa will set it to Sorensen. Off the block. Count it. Abigail Sorensen. What a match. 24-10. Match point. Clay Center. As Clay Center looking to move on to tomorrow morning semifinal at 9:30 against Chambers. Boxer will serve it. And here's the serve. Little joust at the net. Sorensen will dink it across, and Abigail Sorensen will get the kill to end the match. And Clay Center wins the third set, 25-10. So Clay Center sweeps Mullen in the first round of the D2 Girls State Volleyball Tournament. 25-20, 25-22, 25-10. We'll be back to wrap it up after this one-minute timeout.
Here's a message from Frigidaire and Kuni Refrigeration in Clay Center. Being comfortable is priceless, and when you can get amazing home comfort at a more comfortable price, why wait any longer? Right now, when you call Kuni Refrigeration about a Frigidaire complete comfort system, you'll save on price and receive comfort. Kuni Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating always wishes the Clay Center and area athletes good luck. Kuni Refrigeration and Clay Center. Call 402-762-3738 or 469-6939.
Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
1230 KHAS.
Clay Center Wildcats win this one. in three sets, 25-20, 25-22, 25-10. Clay Center will improve to 30-2. They will get the Chambers Lady Coyotes tomorrow morning at 9:30 down at Lincoln Southeast in the semifinals. And you can hear that on KHAS AM 1230. For Clay Center today, unofficially, I had Abigail Sorensen with 23 kills today. Sierra Tompkin with 11 kills to lead the attacking for Clay Center. Jill Boxa, how about her? 17-17 serving today. She had three ace serves. I had Abigail Sorensen was 11-12 serving today. She had two aces. Ravon Hudson with three ace serves, and Vanessa Ponder with three ace serves for Clay Center. Mullen will end their season 24-5. Clay Center improves to 30-2, and they will play tomorrow morning at 9:30 against Chambers. That'll be at Lincoln Southeast. Again, you can hear that match right here on AM 1230 KHAS tomorrow morning. First serve at 9:30. Again, your final here from the D2 Girls State Volleyball Tournament. First round match, it is Clay Center over Mullen, 25-20, 25-22, 25-10. For AM 1230 KHAS, this is Scott Posey from Lincoln Southwest High School. Have a good afternoon, everyone.
Clay Center Wildcat State Volleyball coverage has been made possible thanks to Cooney Refrigeration, Dahlstein Truck Lines, and Cornerstone Bank. This has been a production of Platte River Radio Sports.